Blog Talk Radio.
You have tuned into Home, Helen R. Ministry of Empowerment. Welcome home. Truly, today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I can hear the scripture saying, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Yes, let us, you, and you, let us exalt that wonderful name of Jesus together. I know truly today is a wonderful, God-blessed day that we have been given today to again to abound and do the blessed will of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So why don't you grab your Bible and come right on in. I'm so glad that you joined me on today. Amen. We have another wonderful lesson for you on today, and we're going to be speaking on God revealed himself in purpose. And so we want to look at this and get a better understanding of what God is speaking to his people about his purpose and him revealing himself in purpose. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verses 17 to verse number 21. And as you go and get your Bible and gather that, I'm going to pray. Father, we take this time and take authority right now over in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the power that's in the Holy Ghost over everything that is attacking your people, that's coming up against your people right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God will rebuke you. Darkness, get back in Jesus' name. And Father, we ask, dear God, your sovereign and your holy will to be done and accomplished. And God, we give you praise, glory, and honor in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, amen and amen. And so we're going to be looking at the scripture over in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses number 17 to verse number 21. And it reads on this line, any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. And all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and have given us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead that you be reconciled to God. For he that hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that he might be made the righteousness of God in him. Now let's take a look at verse number 19. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. My God, my God. Let us use that word liberally as never before to speak a word to set captives free and reconciling them back to God himself. He's given us that word. A reconciliation is right there in your mouth. And so let's commend, let's declare that reconciliation will just take place throughout this earthly land as never before, and God will move by his power divine in and through the life of his people as never before. I can hear my spirit. We're going to get to the lesson. If I feel a prophetic move, and I hear God saying, tell Zion, awaken, O Zion, awaken and live and lift up your voice like a trumpet. And cry out as never before and watch God move by his power divine on behalf of his people, because we're crying out and calling on the mighty name of Jesus as never before. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, he is God. He is God. He's one. We come and we lift that one God up and give him the praise and glory. He said, if I will be lifted up, I'll above this earth, I will draw all men unto myself. And so as we continue to lift up our Lord, lift up our Savior, amen, and he will begin to draw people unto himself. Lord, draw, God. Walk throughout this land, God. Move by your power divine, God. We bind and we block the attacks from the enemy with the blood of Jesus, God. Cover, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You see all things. You do all things well, God. We hear our cry, O Lord, as never before, Lord. For your people, we your people, Father, those that don't know you, give them an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church in this hour, in this day, this time, God. Let your people run to your house, God. Let them get into the house of the Lord as never before and come up under the blood. As never before, God, that they will move, Lord, that they will hear the clarion call, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, we cry out to you, Lord. We can't make it without you, Father, Lord. We cry unto the Lord of the harvest, Lord. Send laborers, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We cry and call out in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen and amen. Well, children of God, we just want God to have his way. This is God's program. This is God's Blog Talk Radio, and whenever the Spirit of the Lord wants to move, we want the Lord to have his way. But this is a time, children of God, hear me as never before. A couple of days ago, the Lord laid it on my heart to share with people through my social media outlets to let people know that this is a time fast and to call on the name of the Lord and humble ourselves up under his mighty hand, that God will move in this land and that he will heal it and walk up and down. And I tell you, it's a global move that God is placing in my spirit to speak forth and release that prayer for God's people to cry out to him. Amen. The Bible said no weapon that's formed against us will not prosper, but we have to stand on the word and declare the word of the Lord and release him and release the word of the Lord as never before. Amen. That in the atmosphere, over our children, over our houses, over our property, and just release the promises of God and say, he promised, this is his covenant that he's given unto us as the people of God. Amen. It's never before for us to cry out unto him and ask and beseech the Lord our God to move on our behalf as never before, as it's getting more wicked and more dark. The people of God is still yet the light in this world and still yet the salt of this earth as never before. Rise up, O Zion. O Zion, raise up your voice as never before and come together in the spirit of unity and oneness and work together as never before and cry out to the Lord of the harvest, our creator, our battle axe, our one that is strong and mighty in battle. And watch God do it as never before on behalf of his people, my God. And those that are listening that need to talk to those that are backslidden, in a backslidden condition, to tell them to come home and turn their feet back in the hither and turn their lives back around as never before. This is the hour and the time for them to run to the house of the Lord as never before and get in prayer and get in the will of the Lord and cover it up under the blood of Jesus as never before and watch God just move by his power divine. Shandoro Mashike, Robo Ko Shandara Bakashandari. Oh, my God, I feel just a heavy anointing. Father, I release you in this earthly realm. God, I release you, Father, in this, Lord, globe, this world, Lord, that you created, Father. I release you by the power and authority that is invested in me, God. I release you in this earthly realm, God, throughout this world, God, that you would release your legions of angels to walk up and down every highway, every byway, God. Lord, move by your power divine. Open the eyes of your people and the ears, those that are sleeping and those that are slumbering. I declare they come up out of slumber and come up out of sleep and come up out of lethargicness, and that they will stand in the power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as never before and declare the works of the Lord and declare the things of the Lord, that God, you will move by your power divine as never before. And God, we give you praise because you're still yet in control. You're still yet strong and mighty, God. You're still yet got all power in your hand, and we choose to lift you up, Lord. We choose to set our affection on the things that are above and not on the things that are here on earth, God. it shall not come nigh our dwelling. And we declare and decree, God, your sovereign will be done and accomplished over the life of our sons, our men, God, Lord, our nephews, God, in the name of Jesus and by the power that's in the Holy Ghost, God. Father, we declare, God, Lord, the Michael to be released throughout the land, God, the archangel, God, in the name of Jesus and by the power that's in the Holy Ghost, God. Father, we call for the four winds in the name of Jesus and by the power that's in the Holy Ghost to walk up and down throughout every inch of this world, God. Father, that you will show yourself strong and mighty, God, that you will move by your power, divine God. Oh, God, Lord, we need you, Lord. We call upon your name today, God, and ask, dear God, that you will stretch forth your hand and reveal your purpose and will for right now for your people, God. And God, we thank you. God, we cover, Lord, with the blood. We block it with the blood of Jesus. We call releases, God. We declare, God, resources will come to your people, God. Doors will swing open, God, that you will make that way out of no way, God. Beat back the enemy, Lord. In thy name, O Most High God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I hear God saying, tell my people to put on the whole armor of God. My shun that out of Oshia, shun your feet with the preparation of the gospel, and put the word in your mouth and have a readiness to speak the word of what thus said the Lord. My God, shun that out of Oshia, shun that out of Father, we thank you, God. We thank you for moving on this line even today, God. We thank you, Lord, as never before, God. Father, you said in your word, Lord. Father, we come, Lord, to you with a praise and thanksgiving and worship and humbleness and through the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we ask that you quicken our voice, Lord, our ear to hear our Heavenly Father's voice, God, in the name of Jesus, dear God. Father, we come, Lord, and plead the blood in the name and destroy any witchcraft prayer, charismatic prayer, witchcraft prayer, and psychic prayer, and side effects or sting or influence of any witchcraft prayer that's been prayed over us. We ask you to destroy every defilement and hex and vex and curses and incantation and chains and fetters and snares and traps, all of these and their side effects and adverse effects, any effects that they have placed on any of your children, God. We ask that you destroy the assignment and plan and work that Satan have against your children, God. I ask you to cause your anointing to break and destroy every bondage that is over your children, Lord. Father, we ask that you pull down and destroy every demonic stronghold, vain imagination, every high thought that exalts itself above the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought into the captivity of the obedience of Christ, according to 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 6, God, and each and every one of us, Lord. We ask that you destroy every demonic spell, every witchcraft spell, every voodoo spell, every black magic spell, God. We ask white magic spell, God, and all of their side effects, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I ask that you destroy every false prophecy that has ever been prophesied over us. Lord, we ask that you do all these things according to Lord John 14:14 in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, I ask that you give us and every person that we're praying for, even right now, total deliverance, total freedom and total liberty, total salvation from all sicknesses and disease, infirmity and infection, Lord, viruses, abnormal cell, radical cell and organs and glands, muscles and ligaments, bones. I ask this in Jesus' name, according to John 16:23. Heavenly Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over everybody and over all of us that we are praying for today and right now, God. Father, over every house, every office, every property, Lord, every pet, God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to fill each and every one of us with your Holy Spirit. Let your Spirit dwell richly, God, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we please help us to keep our eyes fixed on our Savior, Jesus Christ, to know that he, through him, we are victorious. Heavenly Father, I ask you to release your healing virtue into our bodies and to give divine health, God. I ask that you give all these things according to John 16 and 23. Lord, I ask you to touch everybody that I pray for today and loose and encamp your warring angels, ministering angels into our presence and the presence of our houses and cars and offices and property. God, your warring angels will go before us, God, to drive out, oh God, force out, clean out every evil and wicked and demonic and lying and perverse spirit, and prevent any demonic cure, curses or false prophecy or demonic assaults, God. They cannot enter into the presence of your people, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to focus and force, oh God, them to go wherever you choose to send them, Lord. We ask that you bless and prosper us, God. These your people that we are praying and interceding for, our families, anybody that we're praying today, God. We ask that you continue anointing and power, and your prosperity will be upon your people and every one of us, oh God, in thy name, O Most High. Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask that you arise and let the glory of the Lord be risen upon each of us according to Isaiah 6 and verse 2. We ask you, Lord, to arise over each of us. Let your glory be seen on each of us, Heavenly Father. We ask that you cover us, God, with your glory and your presence, Father, in the name of Jesus, dear God. Father, we thank you for giving us the key to the house of David, Lord, according to Isaiah 22:22. We take authority in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to use the key to the house of David, to shut off, to lock and block and seal with the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, all portals, all door, all entryway and window, any other opening to prevent any demonic activity and assignment, deception, confusion, hindrance, or lie, the spirit of death go back to hell in the name of Jesus, and where the enemy cannot even attempt to enter into the presence of God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for giving us the key, Lord. And Father, we open all doors and portals and entryways and all opening to enable blessings and gifts and promises of God that you wish to give us to enter into our presence. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to encamp your warring and guarding and ministering angels around about the opening to allow the gifts and the blessing and the promises to flow unhindered all at all time to your people, God. And we thank you, God, again for giving us the key to the house of David according to Isaiah 22:22. Heavenly Father, we ask you to crown us with your loving kindness and tender mercy, goodness, grace, and your peace. Heavenly Father, we receive these blessings and gifts and promises and apply them by faith to our lives according to John 16 and 23. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us all these things, and we pray your will to be done in the mighty name of Jesus. Let thy will be done and your kingdom come for your people, God. I release you, Father. Release your will in this atmosphere and in this place, God, as never before. And God, we thank you and we give you glory and honor. Bless your people. Bless those that will listen to this broadcast. Bless them, Father. Meet every need. Let not a need go lack. Open every door, God. In the name of Jesus, we declare, Lord, that there will be a shift and you will move, Father. By your power, shoot your arrow, Father. Rise, God, and let our enemies be scattered, Lord, according to your sovereign and holy will, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. My God, my God. I thank you, children of God. I just felt the unctionizing of the Spirit of the Lord. So just to pray and just to go into spiritual warfare right there, to pray for the people of God and his people, those that are lost, and that God would turn their hearts around as never before and they be reconciled back unto the Lord our God. I pray strength in your spirit today. I pray strength in your heart and your mind even right now to get back up and do the work and the will of the Lord. Fill your heart with the things of God. Set your affection back on the things of above, which is there in heaven before the Lord our God as never before, and do the blessed will of our Father. Do his will as never before. Shake yourself and get up and do the will of the Lord our God as never before. Read the word of the Lord. Go back to prayer. Go back to fasting. Get back into the house of the Lord. Get back to your first work as never before. Amen. God is on his way back. He's looking for a church without spot or a wrinkle or any such thing. My God, my God, bless your name, Jesus. We thank God for that, for him and the divine visitation of the Lord our God and what he's doing in through his people. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. Put on the strength of the Lord as never before as the people of God. And now to the lesson. It said God revealed himself in purpose. The apostle preached Jesus Christ, who contrasts starkly with the Greek and the Romans God popular at the time of the early church. We must recognize that sometimes malice and things attributed to the Greek and the Roman God were quite different from the action performed by Jesus Christ. At one point when God healed a handicapped man from whom Paul and Barnabas had prayed, the people of Lystra misidentified the apostle as Jupiter and Mercury. Paul and Barnabas quickly corrected the error and urged the people to serve the living God. Moreover, Paul preached Jesus to the crowd and of the philosopher in Athens, as recorded in Acts 17. Caught up in their idolatry and things, the Athenians even worshiped the unknown God, lest they offered a deity yet unknown to them. Paul identified this unknown God as Jesus Christ, who created the world and filled the universe and who died and rose for our sins. Now, relationship with God in the Garden of Eden involved privilege and responsibility for Adam and Eve. They were to dress and to keep the garden. They enjoyed the presence of the Lord in the cool of the day, but sin ruined that relationship. Sin caused them to hide from the presence of the Lord. Because of sin, God banished Adam and Eve from the garden. They could no longer walk with him in the cool of the day. Yet God was not ready to dismiss them completely and forever. Certainly they suffered the consequence of their father's sin. But God also provided a way for mankind to be brought back into relationship with him. 2 Samuel 14:14 expresses the idea by comparing it to water that has been spilled. And we'll read it over in 2 Samuel says, "For we must need die and are as water spilled on the ground, which cannot be gathered up again. Neither does God respect ways any person, yet does he devise means that his vanish be not expelled from him." Now, if we look at another translation, it says he devises a way so that the banished person does not remain banished from him. God's plan of restoring mankind relationship with him and bringing about reconciliation is the main purpose of the Bible. And we must recognize that in things. usually God does not instantly cut off offenders, but give them space to repent. God progressively revealed his ultimate purpose of reconciling mankind to himself, which he wrought through the incarnation by the birth and death of Jesus. The child born in Bethlehem was the mighty God and everlasting Father. His death brought both and brought about reconciliation, which made it possible for us to live in relationship with him. 2 Corinthians 5:15 said, "And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him that died for them and rose again." Now, out of the reconciliation comes a relationship with God. That relationship has an eternal destination in the heavenly realm. Let's look at the revelation of God in Christ. The compound name Jehovah represent and present a sequence of revelation of what God can do for and be to his people. Four of them are listed, and we'll talk about. Number one is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Jehovah Tiskenu, the Lord our righteousness. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. All the compound names of God find their ultimate fulfillment in the name Jesus, which means Jehovah is salvation. God became our Savior through Jesus Christ, offering himself as a perfect sacrifice for our sin. God's death on the cross provided a way to heal the relationship between God and mankind. The focus verse of the lesson expresses the powerful truth that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. Now let's look at God in Christ. Jesus is God, manifested in the flesh. 1 Timothy 3:16, the Word was made flesh. John 1:14, the visible image of the invisible God. Colossians 1:15, Hebrews 1:3, all the fullness of God, the Godhead, reside bodily in Jesus Christ. Colossians 2:9. It is amazing that the Creator himself came to his creation to restore relationship. Only he could provide the sacrifice on the cross that would restore the relationship between God and mankind that had been broken by sin. Demonstrating the significance of his sacrifice, the veil in the temple was torn up from the bottom up at the time of Jesus' death. Sacrifice was made access into the presence of God, open and available to all mankind. Shortly before Jesus died, he said, "It is finished." And you'll find that over in John 19:30. He had fulfilled the purpose for the incarnation. He had opened the door of reconciliation between God and mankind. Now, every sensory explanation of the gospel revealed that the Passion Week is the focus of the life of Jesus. Luke 9:51 revealed Jesus had set his face to go to Jerusalem. This was the first indication that Jesus had set his face focused on his final suffering. Even though Jesus' disciples did not understand the import of his word, he told them repeatedly he would suffer and die and rise again. From this time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. And there are various scriptures that said that, Matthew 16:23, Luke 9:22, Luke 24:46-47. Now, Jesus lived a sinless life and was therefore qualified to provide the quiet sacrifice for sin, the shedding of innocent blood. It was only the means of providing reconciliation between a holy God and a sinful man. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. Hebrews 9:22. Now, Jesus did not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. Over in for Leviticus 17 and 11 said, it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. Blood sacrifice was the prominent part of the Jewish worship, the only way that they could obtain atonement for their sins. However, the principle of the innocent blood being shed to provide a covering for the sin existed from the time God slew an animal to make coat of skin to clothe Adam and Eve following their transgression in the garden. Jesus' death on the cross provided a propitiation, an atonement for the sins of the world. The phrase, God so loved the world that he gave, John 3:16, revealed the depth of his love. God did not send someone else, but he himself came to pay the price for redemption. Hebrews 19, verses 19 through 20 states, it goes on to say, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiness by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. As we move further, we're going to go and quickly and expeditiously to look further at the closing of this because we want to be able just to share. I know our time is almost out, but I want to share just a little bit as we get ready to close out. And again, we'll have to teach this lesson again because the Spirit of the Lord just moved and we want to be obedient to what the Spirit of the Lord, because whoever listens to this here blog talk and this lesson, you will be blessed as that prayer is covering you, your children, and your children's children and things. And I tell you, don't even succumb to what the enemy is trying to do against you. You resist the devil. I hear the Spirit of the Lord, and he said that he will flee. The devil will flee. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee. Paul wrote, in my closing, to the Philippians about enemies of the cross of Christ. He was not pointing fingers. He was not accusing these people falsely. Their own action had made them enemies of the cross. They denied themselves nothing and gratified every sensual appetite. They thought that they could take their liberties by acting out their carnality while still claiming the benefit of grace. The apostle warned the Philippians not to follow these enemies of the cross, for it would lead them to destruction. Paul was well aware that his own greatest struggle, the hunger and the thirst and beating and imprisonment and the shipwreck and the robbers, rather his humanity was susceptible to the same temptation and plagues by the same appetite as those who called enemies of the cross. Therefore, his greatest struggle involved his will, his carnal reasoning, his human appetite, and anything carnal contrary to the will of God. He was human as others. Therefore, he said, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means when I preach to others, I myself will be a castaway. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 27. To the Romans, he said, for if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you, through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. Romans 8 and 13. Paul modeled the solution. He overcame appetites and extravagant dedication to Jesus Christ in the ministry of reconciliation. He dedicated his life to that. Lest by any means, when I should be a castaway. Again, he recognized, amen, the need to vigilantly to guard against and deny his carnal nature, lest he become the castaway above all else. He did not want to lose his appointment as an ambassador of Christ. We would do well to heed Paul's admonition to the Philippians. Our divine appointment as ministers and of reconciliation should be so precise to us and precious to us that we constantly guard against anything that will jeopardize our relationship with Jesus Christ. We can encourage these hard struggles and be encouraged through them and against every carnality will and be rewarded further, we are confident that no ministry effort or labor is in vain, and in the end, you will reap everlasting life. Continue to be that beacon, be that light of reconciling and sharing the good news to God and his people as never before. He's given us the spirit of reconciliation, and I release that spirit of the ministry of reconciliation as never before upon God's people throughout this world. Let it be released, God, in the name of Jesus and by your power before. Now, Father, we thank you for this lesson. We thank you for moving, Father, even earlier. We thank you for the prophetic, God. We thank you, Lord, for the prayer. We thank you for what you're doing. Move upon your people as never before. Let your power continue to rest, rule, and abide henceforth and forevermore, and to move down on your people. And, God, we'll praise your blessed name. We'll give you the glory and the honor and the praise. And, Father, this is our prayer. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, child of God, I'm so glad that you joined me on today. As again, I said, this is a quite unique service and session on today, both coupled with a lesson, prayer and lesson, and tonight, and of the Holy Spirit. And we want to live in a place that, Lord, whatever program we're at, whatever we're doing in your name, when we feel the anointing and feel you moving, amen, yes, you're moving in every time. And when we prepare, we're seeking you, so we know that you're moving. But when you want to come down and move, Lord, we say, have thine own way, move by your power divine, and bless we your people. It's not us, but it's yours. It just belongs to you, and we yield over to you as never before, and we thank you in the mighty and the special way, and we give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. As I always say, children of God, I am so glad that you were able to be with me on today, and I pray that you was blessed beyond measure and that you continue to do the blessed work and the will of the Lord as never before. And as I always would say, if you don't have it, God got it, and you are just one prayer and a question away from your miracle. All you need to do is ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. Continue to ask and seek and knock and watch God do it on your behalf. God bless you until we meet again. Encourage someone to come and join us at home that they may be blessed as never before as well. So again, may God bless you now. Bye-bye.